Ladies and gentlemen, sports fans alike, welcome to another edition of Bill Swirsky, Sports Talk Chicago, one of the couple, two, three best podcasts around. So sit back, grab yourself a cold one and a Pola sausage, park your keister in the French room, and listen to Bill Swirsky, Sports Talk Chicago.
In Chicago, you know that all sports rock. The Bears, Hawks, Bulls, Cubs, and Sox. Pick your favorite, you can choose, as long as the Packers lose. For everything you need to know, it's Bill Swirsky, Sports Talk Chicago. Bill Swirsky, Sports Talk Chicago.
Hey everybody, welcome to another edition of Bill Swirsky, Sports Talk Chicago. This is your hosts, Alex and Sean. On this episode, we are going to be talking about a whole lot of coronavirus, because that's all that's going on. But first, I'd like to thank our sponsor, the Rockford IceHogs. The Rockford IceHogs are the AHL minor league affiliate of the Chicago Blackhawks. What does that mean for you? You get to see the stars of tomorrow today at family-friendly, affordable prices. So, guess what? If you snoozed on seeing them, you probably missed out because the season is postponed. So don't sleep on them for next season. Head on over to icehogs.com, get yourself a hat, shirt, jersey, tickets, and more. Tell them Swirsky Sports sent you.
Well, you can't really get tickets.
You can sign up for season tickets for next year. I think they're already up.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, then do that. Go sign up for some Rockford IceHogs season tickets. Because that's the best you could do right now.
That is really the best you can do. For what we do here on this podcast, there's nothing going on. I mean, NBA season, which was fine because the Bulls already were. The Blackhawks season is, but that's okay because the Blackhawks were already. But now baseball's postponed, and there's gonna be no games in Chicago until at least May.
I honestly, you know what? I'm looking at the latest tweets right now. Some of the protocols that people are being that people are talking about. Nothing official put in yet, but more limiting, like 50 people or less through a good number of time. I don't know what's going to happen, but I wouldn't be surprised if we don't see anything until like June.
I would not be surprised either at this point. Or games are moved to more warm weather climates, hoping that that the weather helps take care of the virus. Mm-hmm. But from what I'm reading, they don't even know if that's going to be the case.
Right.
I just saw the governor of Ohio said that probably the school is done for the year.
Yeah, I heard that.
So it's insane. My daughter's school, they've announced closing this week, and then the week after is spring break. But I would be shocked if they go back after that.
Yeah, my mom is a preschool teacher, and they're closed for at least 2 weeks because spring break was supposed to be not this coming week, but the next week. And kind of like what you just said, I'd be surprised if they were back in that soon. You had the big announcement today about the bars and restaurants, which was probably a day too late, but, you know, I guess safety now better than never, because there were still tons of people out last night for St. Patrick's Day. And I'm thinking, oh, God, I would not want to be in one of those cramped bars with all those people right now. No way.
You know, I've not been smart about this. So on Thursday, one of my favorite bands, they haven't toured in a long time. They were broken up. They did a couple one-off shows at festivals last year, but they're doing like a small tour. And they were supposed to play Chicago Thursday. So I'm like, you know what? It's probably going to get canceled. I keep looking at the website, checking the band's page, checking the venue's page, checking their Twitter. And I'm like, no announcement. So I show up, go inside. Doors were at 7. At like 7:15, 7:20, they booted everybody out. And they're like, show's not going on. So I'm like, man, why did I bother to why did I go in the first place? I'm like, you know, I'm going to be around 1,500 people, 2,000 people. Like, for what? I mean, I love the band, but, you know, I also don't want to get coronavirus either.
Yeah, and, you know, one of the scariest things about this whole thing is that they were saying you don't really know all the time if you have the virus or not. Like, you don't show the symptoms. Sometimes you don't show them right away. Something along those lines. But, you know, there are people who have not shown, like, all the symptoms but have tested positive. So you could be carrying the thing and not really know about it. And even if it doesn't hit you very hard, the biggest thing about this whole situation is it could spread to people who it can be lethal to.
Yeah, I think everybody that we know, everybody that listens here, we all have somebody in our life that is immunocompromised, elderly, elderly with a comorbid condition, like, you know, some sort of lung disease, some sort of heart disease. And those people are really at risk.
Yeah, I mean, I have elderly grandparents who are just moving into nursing homes right now. I have other family members who are new parents, so they have infants. And I've had some family members who are recent cancer survivors, but, you know, they went through pretty intense chemo, and, you know, you're still pretty at risk when things like this come around. So, you know, this is very serious, and I'm glad it's being taken serious. You know, some people say, well, it's just a cold, it's just a flu. I'm like, yeah, to most of the people it is, but we got to protect those who it's much more dangerous to as much as we can. This is a new virus that our bodies, antibodies inside of us, are not used to fighting off. It's a new form of coronavirus. COVID-19 is a new form of virus, and we still don't understand everything about it. And are there chances it might not end up being as bad? Well, maybe, but there's already been deaths around the world. There are more cases popping up every day. So, yeah, you got to take it seriously. And, you know, it sucks. Don't get me wrong. It sucks that we're not going to have sports. And I don't think we're going to have sports for quite a while. Yeah. It's going to be a while.
I mean, it's weird. Like, I don't watch pro wrestling, but I saw somebody posted online that the WWF or WWE, whatever it's called now. It was WWF when I was a kid. They did a live show, like, for television with no people in the audience.
Yeah.
I'm like,
and that was going to be the original plan for the NCAA tournament. Could you imagine that?
I would have loved it, to be honest with you, because all you wouldn't hear any cheers. It would just be the squeak of the shoes on the floor.
Squeak, squeak, squeak.
Yeah, like a mouse house party. And
yeah,
I'm like, that would have been cool, but, you know, they canceled that. And
the NBA was canceled, it that was the bombshell, and then everything, it was a domino effect.
Well, I mean, the NFL, even though their season doesn't start for a long time, they're actually being impacted as well, because there's the combine, which already happened last month, but
thank goodness.
After the combine, every big school has their pro day. So a lot of the big name, you know, the top draft picks, they don't work out at the combine. They work out at their pro day so they can control the settings and everything. Those pro days are getting canceled. Most schools are just canceling their pro days. The NFL is not allowing workouts with more than a certain number of people. There's, you know, there was talks of the league year getting postponed. I think it was the coach of the Saints that said in an interview that he expects the league year to be postponed. So I'm like, this is crazy. You know, like, I mean, I get it, I understand it, but it's, you know, we've never seen anything like this before.
No, nothing close to this.
The thing that they've talked about the closest was like the Spanish flu of like what was it, 1918 or something?
Yeah, it was like around, wasn't it right around World War One? I know there was the big influenza issue of World War One. We've had other things along the way. Like, I remember swine flu, that was That was big, but that was nothing compared to this. Nothing. No sports were canceled. No big events that I can remember were canceled. This is just so much bigger because the world is basically being put on halt right now. I mean, we're not going to have restaurants or bars open to the public starting, what, tomorrow night?
Yep. The CDC, this came in about a half an hour before we started recording. The CDC issued a statement recommending against any event of 50 or more people over the next 8 weeks in the United States. So that means no baseball until after May 9th.
Right. And that's why I don't think we'll see anything until June, because think about it. Think about it. If you're going to start a season, you weren't even done with spring training yet. And by the time you might start a season, it's going to be months after that.
Yeah, it's insane. There's a minor league baseball player that tested positive.
Yeah, in the Yankees organization. I have a question for you.
Uh-huh.
What do you think should be done about the NHL and NBA playoffs? Would you, let's say they got started sometime in the summer, would you just say, you know what, these are the standings, this is it, start the playoffs? Or would you say, we're going to do a very brief playoff system? Or would you just say, we're just going to cut it out and whoever was the best team with the best record, here's your trophy? Or just not award a champion?
If it's truly May 9th, after that, you can start opening it back up. I would say both do a truncated, you know, either move it down to 5-game series or mm-hmm. get rid of that first round.
You know what I think you could do with that first round? Just have a 1-game play in. That first, maybe the first two rounds, just 1 game, 1 and done. And then you have your series in the finals.
Yeah, I would be okay because you're going to have to do something. Obviously we're in a uncharted territory here. Something's going to have to change. So the NBA playoffs are supposed to start in a month.
Mm-hmm.
So either they're going to play in front of empty stadiums, but I doubt that happens. Because what are you just going to tell everybody that the league's postponed and then suddenly bring everybody back cold and start playing playoff games? So you're missing like 3 to 4 weeks of the playoff time for the NBA if May 9th is the first day you can have a crowd of people. I just think that's tough. The league is the championship. The 2020 NBA Finals was supposed to end on June 21st. You're really cutting off like half the playoffs with this coronavirus.
Yeah, I think we're at the point where you gotta say forget the rest of the regular season for both the NHL and the NBA.
They're honestly done. Yeah, the regular season is done. There's no regular season for either one of those sports.
So that means the Bulls and Blackhawks are, for all intents and purposes, done.
Yeah, their season's over. But as far as the teams that would have made the playoffs, like who knows? I mean, they could just cancel the postseason and just have an asterisk there, you know, pandemic.
Oh yeah. I mean, you know what I really wouldn't want to see? I'd almost rather be no champion than just awarding the best regular season team with the championship. That just wouldn't feel right.
No, it doesn't feel right because, I mean, if they completed the season, I could see some merit in it. I still wouldn't like it, but I could see some merit in it. But the fact that you cut the season off, there's a lot of teams that could really jockey for that position. And you know, if they had the rest of those season games, it just wouldn't be fair that you're like, oh, you know, this team just went on a stretch where they played all the bad teams and they gained ground, you know. Just looking, so the Bucks are 53-12. So the Lakers are not that far behind the Bucks. You know, they could have easily caught up in those couple of games, but, you know, you're just going to award the Bucks the NBA Finals
because... Yeah, it just wouldn't feel right.
Plus, boo. Boo at that. I don't want Milwaukee to just be handed that.
Yeah, right?
Because they would... Milwaukee is so deprived of title, they would take it, and, like, they earned it.
Oh yeah, they wouldn't even think twice.
Yeah, they would even have shirts printed up that said like NBA Finals champion. Like, well, you didn't have the finals. Like, doesn't matter. Milwaukee, woo!
Time to drink some Milwaukee's best.
Yeah, Milwaukee's best is the best.
Ew.
It is the best puke beer ever.
The best puke on the best streets.
Take that, Buffalo Bill fan.
Oh, man.
So I don't know. I mean, these talks have definitely gone on. They have already gone through this scenario. And I think most people were probably... I think they were hopeful that this quarantine would last a couple of weeks and then, phew. I mean, it's clearly working in China, for whatever it's worth, is because we've seen the numbers of outbreaks plateau. So they're not really having new cases. The quarantine's working, but we've never experienced anything like that because. We're Americans, and we're just used to doing whatever we want. It's our hot body. And,
yeah,
you know, to be told, no, you can't have sports. No, you can't have a St. Patrick's Day parade. No, you can't go to the bar. No, you can't go. And we don't want to do it.
No, I can't have my James Bond in a few weeks.
Yeah. No, I can't have the live-action Mulan movie, which looked good.
It did. I'm devastated over James Bond, just so you know. Devastated. I was so looking forward to this last movie with Craig. But...
I mean, for whatever it's worth, the iTunes had a mistake sale, like a couple months ago, where they accidentally sold the digital movies for every James Bond movie for $9.99 total.
Nice.
Excuse me. Dying here.
Okay, while you cough, I'm gonna bring up this question, and once you're okay,
yeah, I'm back.
I'll ask you this question.
I'm back. Okay. I'm alive.
Okay,
you can't get me, Satan. Okay.
Are you sure it's not Corona?
It might be. Whew. All right.
Well, let's hope not.
I was chewing and I swallowed it and went down the wrong pipe.
Oh, I hate that feeling. But I was just thinking more and more about the NBA and NHL playoffs. I would just be tempted to say, we're just going to set up a tourney bracket. It's going to be like March Madness. There's no series. It's one and done each round. The Stanley Cup Finals is going to be one and done Stanley Cup final game. Everything's just going to be one and done game. It would give people a March Madness type thing with the NBA and the NHL, and it wouldn't take that long when you think about it. If you got 8 playoff teams from each conference.
It's possible.
Think about the Stanley Cup game. It's like, man, we get one game and it's like a game 7. And what hockey fan doesn't love a game 7? Or a basketball fan for that matter. What NBA basketball fan doesn't love a game 7? Who doesn't love a game 7 period in any sport?
No, I mean, I think that's exciting. I don't want it going forward, but...
In this scenario.
In this scenario where I would much rather have a bunch of game sevens, just no other, you know, 1 through 6, just game sevens rather than no games at all.
Yeah, I mean, you can complete the playoffs for both leagues in like a week, right there.
Yeah, so it's a. I think that's a possibility there. I think it does add to an excitement where, you know, can you imagine this, the having no sports for like over two months, and then suddenly go, here are, you know, 2 weeks straight of game sevens.
Yeah, I mean, it would be like a nice, really nice shot in the arm.
I think all of our heads would explode. It would be like, it would just be like, you know, all of us shaking with excitement, like, game sports are back, all game sevens. It's like Christmas morning.
We like froth at the mouth and start twitching as it's all just an overload of sports being back.
It's just like frothing at the. We all turn into that Buffalo Bills fan.
But think about it. Like, it could be kind of cool in the sense that you could see a ton of upsets, too.
Yeah, you really could. Because, I mean, if you think about it, there was the year of the NBA Finals where it was Lakers versus the 76ers. And it was Allen Iverson versus Shaq and Kobe. And the 76ers won game one of that series. And then they lost games 2, 3, 4, and 5.
Yeah.
So, like, they would have won the NBA title.
If it was a one and done, yeah, exactly.
You know, and that would have been a historic upset.
Yeah, absolutely. You could see a ton of that in this type of scenario. You could see, like, you could see eighth seeds going to the finals. You never know.
But I'm curious, what happens with the revenue money from television? Our network's just going to be like, well, we didn't get these games. We're not paying. And then, you know, the owners aren't going to go broke. They're filthy rich. But like,
right.
Does this impact salary caps going forward because they base it on revenue? Does the salary cap go down? Like, what happens? Like, I don't know how that is functions because this is weird.
Yeah, I mean, that's obviously a big, big topic of conversation. That and, like, the incentives in player contracts that get certain amounts of money for what they do in the regular season, like a certain number of points or whatever it is. You know, this is all going to be affected by this, and it's kind of one of those things where you have to remember that these leagues are looking just beyond, oh, how many games are we going to play in how many days? There's so much more to it. And it all involves money at the end of the day.
It's true. It involves money. And, you know, I'm glad some of the players stepped up and said that they were going to compensate the game day workers that work at the stadiums. Because that really, number one, that brought to light the issue, because I don't think most people thought about it, that there's people that make their living on game days, and if there's no game days, they're not getting paid.
Right.
And so these players brought it up. I mean, Zion Williamson was the big one, 19 years old, and he's thinking ahead like that. Big ups on him. But it sort of forced the issue into the owner's hands, being, why is this 19-year-old kid doing this? But you billionaire owners aren't. And so now Mark Cuban step up, and then Rocky Wirtz and Reinsdorf made a joint statement that they were going to pay the United Center workers. So,
and I've also heard that, believe it or not, Tom Ricketts plans to do the same thing.
I mean, you have to. I mean, if you don't.
You have to, yeah.
If you don't, that's like a black eye on your organization. Number two, like, that's, you know, what if all these people leave? You suddenly going to just one day go, oh, hey, we have a whole stadium full of fans, but there's no people working here.
And I mean, you think about it. Those big stadiums, NBA, NHL, March Madness, whatever. There are so many people that make game day possible. I mean, think about all the ushers, the concession workers, the security, the ticket checkers, like just the staff along the sidelines. Think about all those people, the sanitation workers, it's a lot of people that are relying on this as their income.
Yeah. I mean, and, you know, you can't ask those people to, you know, if you say, oh, we're not going to pay you, you can't then expect them to just come back whenever the season decides to start, because they have to pay their rent. They have to pay their bills. They have to eat. They're going to go find a job, another job. And they're, you know, why would they give up that other job when you come crawling back after you didn't pay them?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And you got to also remember that in the NBA and NHL, even if there are rare postponements, which you don't see very often in indoor stadiums, I mean, at the end of the day, you expect as a worker to be working how many ever home games you have, the 41 home games you have in the NHL. I mean, you pretty much have that all planned out for a reason, and you put that into your financial plan. So even if it's just like a few weeks, that's a big difference, a big difference. And with the rate we're going, it's going to be no work for a while for these people. And if, you know, they may be hesitant to get other jobs because they don't know how long it's going to be. It's just one of those situations where the owner has to pay them for the time missed, no matter what.
Yeah, absolutely. It's, you know, it's not lucrative work to be a vendor on game day or to be an usher, an attendant on game day. It's not lucrative work. And so, you know, these people are really dependent on this. It's one thing if the team doctor was like, they were like, oh, hey, you know, we're not paying you for these next 2 months. He's financially fine. He's not gonna starve. He's not gonna lose his house. You know, it's still not a cool thing to do, but he's not living paycheck to paycheck. But a lot of these game day workers, they're not making a ton of money. So to hammer them like that unexpectedly, you know, they're prepared to get paid through June.
Right.
So to just be like, poof, in March. That's a huge chunk. I think that's huge. You know, a quarter of the year.
Yeah. Yeah, it's got to be very, very stressful for them. And I'm glad that some people are going to give them their right paychecks. I mean, good on the Reinsdorf and Wirtz crew right there.
But I've only heard a couple teams say that out loud. I don't know if everybody's doing it.
No, there are some that are refusing.
Seriously?
Yeah. The Winnipeg Jets are not doing it.
Oof. That's bad.
They played the old, well, if you're not working, you don't deserve to get paid.
That's terrible. I could see the guy that owns the Knicks doing that, too.
Oh, yeah, Dolan totally. Or not, whatever his name is.
I was funny. I think it's Dolan.
James Dolan. Yeah.
I was just watching an interview with Spike Lee. Talking about how he got kicked out of the Knicks game.
Yeah.
And that's like a bad look too. Like, Spike Lee is your all-time biggest fan. Like he is, you know, when you look at Knicks fans, it's Spike Lee. That's
right.
You know, he's the guy. He's he's your, you know, the Lakers, it's Jack Nicholson and the Knicks, it's Spike Lee. And that's the guy you look at. You know, he's on the floor every game. He pays, I read something like $300,000 a year for his tickets. And
wow.
And he was escorted out of the game. And I'm like, wow. Like, what a slap in the face. And I get, you know, it's one thing. So he was saying that for the last, like, 15 years, he's always gone through the same employee entrance.
Mm-hmm.
And I can see that because you can't have a celebrity walking through, you know, the main gate with everybody else. That's just going to create mayhem.
Right.
So, you know, if you're the Knicks, it's one thing if you were, I don't know, Charlotte or something, where you probably don't have a ton of celebrities coming in and out. Probably don't have to have a dedicated, you know, system for that. But if you're a team in a marquee city like L.A. or New York, you probably have to account for celebrities being at every single game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there should be a standard procedure. And it's one thing if you're like, hey, I know you've been doing this for a long time. This is our updated standard procedure. Like, you would think you would let the number one fan know. Like, hey, we're updating this procedure for next week. Can right. you do this? But to wait till he goes in and gets on the elevator to go to the floor and then be like, no, we're escorting you off. And then when he refuses, have the owner come in, like, come talk to him on the floor in front of, like, that's just weird.
Yeah, it is. It's unnecessary. Like, if you just explain to him, just do this now, I'm sure he would comply and there'd be no more issues.
Yeah, and it's, and, you know, it's one thing you could be like, well, maybe Spike Lee, he's an eccentric guy, maybe he's, but the same thing happened to Charles Oakley.
Yeah, I remember that.
And we all, a lot of, I mean, not all, I didn't, I, because Dolan's crazy, I assumed Charles Oakley was in the right, but, you know, when it happens once, you go, well, maybe it's that one person, but when it's happened more than once to a former player and the biggest marquee name in your fandom, like, that's a bad look. And, you know, if you're not paying your workers too, like, the league needs to, they worry about what their players look like representing their organization. Those players only play a handful of years on average. Maybe you should look what the owners do look like and how they make your league look.
Yeah, that's an ugly situation, and I think like teams like the Knicks and the Astros are going right now that they're not in the public eye, right, because everything's canceled.
Oh, absolutely. The Astros, they're like, man, we're not getting pelted anymore.
Yeah. Hey, in MLB The Show, if you pelt the Astros with balls, the umpires will start clapping.
Seriously?
Yeah, have you seen the video of it?
No, that's amazing.
Yeah, it was a clip of Kershaw hitting, I think, Alex Bregman in the back, and then you see the umpire behind the play just stand up and start clapping.
That's hilarious. That's really hilarious.
Yeah, when I saw that, I'm like, oh my God, is that real?
It kind of makes me want to buy the game.
Yeah, if I had a PS4, I would.
I do have a PS4, and I played it today for the first time in like a year.
Well, then do it.
I mean, I'm not going into work for the next probably 2 months, so.
Are you just working from home?
Yeah, I'm working from home. But
yeah, you
know, they're yeah. instituting. So I worked from home half the week anyway before, but now they're like, well, you know, we want to have touch point meetings. So my whole team has to log on a half an hour early and have a WebEx meeting with video so we can see each other. And it's weird. Like, one of my coworkers like can't figure out the camera, so it only shows from his eyebrows up.
Nah.
So like, he doesn't know how to angle it. There's other people where their kids are, you know, it's before their, you know, their child care help is there, so that the kids are running around, and it's like, this is a nuisance.
Yeah. It's going to be weird few weeks.
And they were like, you know, after 2 weeks, you know, everybody's free to go into work. I'm like, no. If they're saying that bars are shut down and sports are shut down, I'm not going into a 10-story building, you know, with people hacking their lungs out every day regularly. I'm not going into that. Get out of here. I'm working from home.
Yeah, you know, we just got a big company-wide email tonight about what's going on, and they're basically giving everyone the option to work from home, though my branch and Orlando branch are optional. They're saying, oh, you could go into the office, and I'm thinking, no, I'd rather not, but I might go tomorrow just to get some things to bring home, but that's all I'm doing. I'm just going in for a brief moment to get some stuff.
Yeah, I went in to get my hand sanitizer so it didn't walk away.
Yeah, you better watch out. By the way, have you bought your bulks of toilet paper? What the hell is that all about?
You know, I don't get it. Like, at first, when I think the first few people were like look at them stock up on toilet paper, and then the news made it a big thing, like, look at these fools getting all the toilet paper. And then everybody went crazy and they were like, well, if they're all getting the toilet paper, what if they buy it all and I don't have any toilet paper? And then everybody went for toilet paper. And, you know, we see this in Chicago. If you're listening to, I know there's some listeners that are in California and other places where you don't get winter. But every time we get a reasonably big snow, we get the mad rush of people at the store that buy all the milk, all the cereal. Like, it's an apocalypse. And now we're actually in an apocalypse, and people are just ransacking everything.
You know what Simpsons clip summarizes this whole thing just perfectly? Have you ever seen the episode where the hurricane is coming and they're all at the Quickie Mart, like, trying to stack up on everything?
Yes.
Creamed eels? Corn dog? Wadded beef? You see the one bully kid with a big drum of, like, a gasoline drum, and he's just filling up Slurpee into it.
Speaking of Simpsons, since you are a big Simpsons fan as well,
mm-hmm.
You know how Pixar has the Pixar shorts before all the Pixar movies?
Mm-hmm.
The new Pixar movie has a Simpsons short.
Really?
Yes, it's the story of Maggie's first love.
Really? Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's before Onward.
Really?
And if you watch Onward, bring some tissues with, because you will get emotional.
No kidding.
Yeah, it was really good. But then they had a Simpsons short as the opener.
That is awesome.
And it had the thing, it's like Disney welcomes the Simpsons.
That is so cool.
Yeah, I was not expecting that.
That is so cool.
Yeah. So whenever, you know, the quarantine is over, you can go watch Onward. And you know what?
I will.
I'm sure you have signed up for some email or bought something online at some point ever. And now every company is emailing you to tell you what they're doing about coronavirus.
Yes. Oh, my God. And it's kind of one of those things where when I open it and I see like 25 items in my inbox, I'm thinking, what the hell? And then I realize that they're all about the coronavirus, all these emails from all these subscriptions. And I'm like, wow, I didn't realize I was subscribed to this many things.
Yeah, like, I don't care what Geico is doing for coronavirus. Like, I've never actually met a Geico person. I buy the insurance online. They give me a digital card. And there we go. I'm not worried about coronavirus and Geico.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny because I look at the emails I get. I get it from Michaels. I get it from State Farm. I get it from Prudential. I get it from Mazda. I get it from, where else? Like, some of the sports teams, like the Cubs, I get an email there. The Blackhawks, some of the ticket sharing websites I'm a part of, and so on and so forth. They just keep coming in. It's like, well, I'm glad you're informing your customers. I just think it's crazy that I'm subscribed to this many emails.
We here at Gallagher Way are so excited to tell you what we're doing about coronavirus.
You can order your pumpkins at Gallagher Way online so you can avoid the coronavirus.
Our staff is going through an extensive cleaning process of all the German tchotchkes.
You see Tom Ricketts outside, a picture of Tom Ricketts outside Gallagher Way with like a mop and like one of those like janitor hats, like pretending to clean, saying that they're disinfecting the whole place.
We have a dedicated person to clean up after and sanitize after Buttercup drops a load.
You don't pick that up. That's my fertilizer.
How am I supposed to grow the grass at Gallagher Way?
That's John Lackey's new job. It's just that.
He's like, sanitize this.
Unfortunately, there are no customers to lasso to tell them to buy more tchotchkes.
He's the coronavirus prevention.
We've brought John Lackey in for extra chalk spitting. We've discovered that chaw will kill the coronavirus.
He's just spending an entire day slowly going around the entire ballpark and just spitting chaw everywhere.
From the satellite photos of Earth, you can just... Wrigley Field just looks like a giant chaw bin. Looks like a spittoon.
Ew. It's so gross.
Oh, man.
And if he sees groups of 50 people or more, he lassos them and tells them to get lost.
He's like, they're like, we're sighting you. You had 51 people here. And he just lassos two of them together and ties them up.
They're just one person. All right. They're good now. I think we're good here now. I only count 50.
As he pulls out his canteen from under his cowboy hat and starts drinking.
Oh, man. But, I mean, the only thing that actually is news now is, well, I'm sure you saw the NFL CBA was signed today or was voted on today.
Yeah, and I thought that was going to be the case. I figured that they were going to vote on it, and I have kind of mixed feelings about the whole thing, but it is what it is, I guess.
Yeah, so, I mean, some of the highlights from it, the playoffs will expand to 7 teams per conference in 2020. We'll see a 17-game season at some point in the near future, perhaps as early as 2021. It can't be for 2020 because we've already seen, you know, they've already announced like the schedule.
The opponents, yeah.
But I would be shocked if it's not in 2021.
Right.
There will be an increase in minimum salaries, which very few people make them in. I mean, it's the, you know, most people that's not really going to be that impactful because most players make over that. Players will obtain a larger share of the league's total revenue, 48 to 48.5%. Rosters will expand from 53 to 55 players, with active rosters increasing from 46 to 48. I think that's big. I think that's big for safety. And I think you're going to see some better gameplay because, you know, sometimes when you get an injury in a spot where you don't have a lot of guys, offensive line, safety, you know, you start putting random people in odd positions.
Yeah.
Fifth-year options for first-round picks from 2018 forward will be fully guaranteed, not guaranteed for injury only, and will be based on performance and can be as high as the franchise tag number for the player position, which that's very interesting to me, and I think that's going to be very impactful, especially for a guy like Mitch Trubisky.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I that might even impact Mitch Trubisky.
Yeah, it could.
I have to see how that one plays out there. All pension amounts increased by 10%. There will be no marijuana-related suspensions. And the league has now set the 2020 salary cap at $198.2 million. It's lower than what some expected, but still $10 million over the 2019 figure. So,
I think that's a big thing to take away, obviously.
And what's like not surprising is the vote was very close. There was 1,019 players voted to approve and 959 players voted to reject. So that's a big amount of, or I mean, that's a close, very close vote there. So clearly players are split on that.
Yeah, like I said, I had a feeling that this was going to pass, but I could definitely see why some players weren't crazy about 17-week regular season or playoffs or anything like that. You know, like I said, I'm pretty mixed on the whole thing. 17, an odd number of games, seems odd, but whatever. I think we'll live with that. They just have to figure out what they're going to do for that odd game because you can't have some teams having more home games than road games than other teams. You just can't do that. Also, if you're going to do neutral sites, you're going to have to kind of pick the sites fairly. Like, the Detroit Lions shouldn't be playing their neutral site game at Michigan Stadium, or you shouldn't have the LA Rams playing a neutral site game at, like, Dodger Stadium or something like that. That's just, you know, you gotta plan that out ahead.
The Giants will be lobbying every year. We want to play our road game at the Jet Stadium.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Yeah, so that's kind of big news, which is, you know, really the only thing going on. The Bears re-signed Danny Trevathan to a 3-year deal, which was actually kind of shocking to me.
To me, it was too. I mean, just getting a little older and having some of the injury issues. But you know what? I'm all for bringing back Danny T. I mean, he was such an underrated part of that defense and a really good leader. You see the way the players really respond to him and respect him. Outside the injury issues, the worries, I should say, I think it's a very, very good idea to bring a guy like him back. It doesn't sound like they're breaking the bank or anything with this deal. So overall, I'm not going to complain about it. I think bringing him back is a smart move. Just hopefully he could stay healthy. I mean, you remember before he got hurt last year, he was having a pretty good season.
Yeah, so it's the injuries are the thing that are concerning to me. We all fell in love with Nick Witkowski because he filled in really admirably. But, you know, we all know that Nick Witkowski does have some liability issues. He's namely his speed. And that is going to be, that's going to get exposed. You know, he definitely did a great job stuff in the run. He's very knowledgeable about what he's supposed to do. You know, if you could take that, his knowledge, and put it in somebody in a, you know, much more athletic body, they'd be a hell of a player. But I think because he played so well and he is younger, I think they probably felt that he was going to command some bigger money. And, you know, not saying that the money was inconsequential for Danny Trevathan. It's nowhere near what, like, Bobby Wagner or C.J. Mosley got. Those guys got, like, $18 million apiece compared to Danny Trevathan's $7 million. So, yeah, and also you got to think about if Nick Witkowski signs. Danny Trevathan is a better player is when he's healthy.
Yeah, absolutely.
But if Nick Witkowski, somebody signs him to a big contract, you'll also get a compensatory pick for him too.
Yeah, and they already have one compensatory pick. Yeah, I can never say that. Compensatory pick. So yeah, you get another one.
Yeah, so they'll have one for next year. They'll have one this year for Adrian Amos.
I'll just cringe if he goes to the Packers and he plays really well.
I don't think – I always look for him to play well. I'm curious to see where he does sign. But I think wherever he does, he's gonna play well. I you're right. I would hate to see him go to the Lions or any division opponent.
Yeah, or even like the Vikings. Because weren't the Vikings interested in him?
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. You know, after re-signing Danny Trevathan, there's no space for Nick Witkowski, and there's no money for him. So,
right.
You know, you basically made your decision because you were only going to re-sign one of those guys.
Right, exactly.
And I think we all thought it was going to be Nick Witkowski, but
I thought so too. Yeah.
You know, so that's you know, I'm excited to have Danny Trevathan back. Hopefully he can be healthy because he is a much better linebacker and he's a much better field general, faster. Just got to keep him healthy.
Yep.
And then the other Bears news is the team tendered a second round tender on Roy Robertson Harris, which is not surprising because I think he's still up and coming, and I think he played really well so far with the Bears, and as a restricted free agent. their options were they could have tendered him at the original round, which he was an undrafted rookie free agent. So basically, if they would have done that, any team could have offered him a contract, and the only option the Bears would have had is they would have had right to first refusal. So they could just match the deal, which is what they did with what's his name, the cornerback. So the Packers offered him a big contract. The Bears just matched it. But with the second round tender,
are you talking about Kyle Fuller?
Kyle Fuller. But with Roy Robertson Harris, they put a second round tender on him. So, they have the right to refusal, but if another team does sign him away and the Bears don't match that contract, that team has to give the Bears a second round pick. So that's really limiting the another team trying to sign him away, because most teams don't want to give up a second round pick and have to pay a guy a bunch of money.
It's a win-win in my opinion. You either get a second round pick or you get to keep a pretty nice depth piece in Roy Robertson Harris. And like you said, he had a pretty good year last year. You remember that game against the Vikings that you and I called on Hot Mike at Soldier Field, and he went off that day. I mean, you saw the potential that he brings.
Yeah, absolutely. I think he's a very good player. He's not like a Pro Bowl guy, but he's a very solid piece in that defensive mm-hmm. line rotation. So I think it's important to bring him back, because although you did take a step back last year, it wasn't like, it was more of a step back down to earth rather than a regression.
Right.
Because it was the year before was such a phenomenal year. But to maintain that level, you sort of need some continuity. So the Danny Trevathan, bringing back Roy Robertson Harris, I think those are important.
Absolutely. I mean, you need those pieces to complement your starters. And one of the problems with last year is when a lot of the guys got hurt. Well, that explains it right there. I mean, when you lost Danny Trevathan, that was a big, big loss. So was Akeem Hicks and some of those other guys when you didn't have Roquan Smith for a while.
And, the other big news is Brad Biggs recently said that he expects that Ryan Pace is going to cut Leonard Floyd.
I would not be too disappointed if that happened.
I wouldn't either. He hasn't been bad by any stretch, but he has not been anywhere near good enough to warrant the place he was picked and the money he's going to be paid this year.
Exactly.
That's not to say he can't still blossom, but when you put him on the number one defense across from Khalil Mack, and he's still not achieving his maximum potential, that's on him. And the Bears could use that 13 point something or 14 point something million dollars in cap space towards somebody else.
Right, exactly. I mean, if you somehow had Leonard Floyd just on a really cheap deal, you'd say, okay, that's fine. But for that price, for a guy who's supposed to get to the quarterback but hasn't gotten to the quarterback really, it's just not worth it. It's unfortunately just not worth it, because we've seen some flashes of Leonard Floyd, very brief flashes. And I never saw him as a bad player, but when he wasn't getting to the quarterback like he was drafted to, well, then it's not going to make you want to pay all that money.
Yeah. Pro Football Focus Advanced Metrics pegged him as just the 53rd best edge rusher last year. For $13.2 million, you can do better. Now, if they cut him and then he's a free agent and they bring him back on a short, modest deal, I'm okay with it. But I think they need somebody else to opposite Khalil Mack that's going to get pressure on the quarterback.
Because you're just going to keep double teaming Mack.
If you're double teaming Mack and nobody from the other side is getting quarterback sacks, that's a problem.
You saw it last year.
Yeah. I mean, here was the key to the Bears' huge success in 2018 on defense. It was you stopped the run. I mean, you just stonewalled the run, and you got pressure on the quarterback when it was third and long. So if you want to get back to that, you need somebody that's going to get pressure on the quarterback.
Yeah.
And $13.2 million is a lot of money you could spend on somebody that actually can get to the quarterback.
Yeah, if you have a good edge rusher opposite of Khalil Mack, then Khalil Mack can do more Khalil Mack things like he did in 2018.
Right. That's, I mean, you know, you hear rumblings that he was injured last year. But if you have a healthy Khalil Mack and you actually have somebody that's decent on the opposite side, then, you know, you could probably wreak havoc on the quarterbacks in the backfield rather than giving them all day to pass like we saw last year.
Right.
You know, and having a healthy Akiem Hicks helps too. So,
big time. That was such a huge loss last year.
Absolutely. So, I mean, yeah, I would actually, you know, I've been calling for it for a while. Like, you know, do not pick up that fifth year option on Leonard Floyd, because, you know, I don't think he's worth that type of money for what he produces.
Right. I agree.
You know, other than that, with the Bears, you know, you've heard the Andy Dalton rumblings. Now you're hearing the Marcus Mariota rumblings. Who knows what's going to happen? I mean, they haven't, to be fair, they haven't picked up Mitch Trubisky's fifth year option.
No, they have not.
You know, that they could very well not pick that up. And, you know, this would be the last year he'd be on a contract, literally on a contract year this year.
Well, do you think that putting him on a contract year would kind of put pressure on him? And maybe you'd see what he'd do on a contract year?
Honestly, I mean, probably that's your better option, because having the number two overall pick and being a quarterback, the amount of money you spend on the fifth year option is not that much cheaper than paying, you know, a top starting quarterback. You know, it's like $25 million. You know, I think you could sign Mitch Trubisky, even if you decide to keep him. I think you could sign him for cheaper than that long term, and you're not. You can use signing bonuses and things to kind of spread that money out any way you want to help your salary cap situation. So, if I was the Bears, I probably wouldn't pick it up. If he plays well enough this year in the fourth year of his deal, you know, if need be, you could do like what we all thought they should have done with Jay Cutler, is franchise tag him. Put him on a series of one-year deals until he can prove either he's worth the contract or you've made up your mind that he's not a good quarterback.
Yeah, right on. Right on.
I'm not sold on Mitch Trubisky. I think there's an opportunity still, but I'm not sold.
I don't think many people are.
And, you know, and I think what would be worse than failing with Mitch Trubisky is failing with him, giving up on him, and then he goes somewhere else and has a resurgent career.
That'd be so Bears, though.
That would be the worst. So, I mean, honestly, you want to make sure that doesn't happen, because that, I think, is more embarrassing than missing on a pick.
Yeah.
Missing on a pick, that happens. Missing on a pick, having him bumble through his career, and then going to somewhere else, and then having a good career after that, that's where people get fired.
Yeah.
So if you're, I mean, I don't understand why you'd pick up that fifth year option. You know, I would just let him ride it out. If he stinks this year, you know, you could think about just letting him go. But if he plays significantly better, then you could work on a long-term deal, or, you know, franchise him.
Yeah, exactly. I'd be very hesitant to give him that fifth year option right now. I don't know why you would. I really don't.
I think it sends a message to him that he's not good enough. I think if you pick it up, it sends a message saying, hey, you know, although we're saying we're not happy and we're not winning, we like you enough to pay you a ton of money.
Doesn't seem productive.
No, I think that's just not the way to go.
I really hope Ryan Pace is smarter than that. I really do.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be, when's the deadline that they have to decide on the fifth year option? When decide? Mid March. So we're coming up on when they have to decide on Mitch Trubisky. So yeah, it's coming up soon.
Yeah.
Oh boy. They have till mid-May now. So they have until mid-May, and he's not going to make his decision until mid-May. So, I mean, I think that probably tells you that they're very very sincerely considering of another veteran to come in if they're not going to decide until 2 months after the free agency starts.
What is good old John Elway up to these days? Just kidding.
So who knows? So, you know, this week is the start of the new NFL calendar year. So this week free agency starts. Tomorrow is the opening day of that legal tampering period. So I think we'll start to see things shape out. We already saw Ryan Tannehill signed a contract extension with Tennessee for a metric poop ton of money.
Yeah. Wow.
So I guess that takes them out of the Tom Brady running. I read the 49ers said they're out on Tom Brady.
Yeah. Well, I think Tom Brady too denied it.
So I don't know. It's starting to play out now. I think Tom Brady's going to go back to the Patriots.
Part of me thinks he's just going to say, you know what, I'm done.
I don't see that.
You don't see that?
I would be really shocked. I would be really, really shocked. I think he wants a couple more years. I think he wants to try to win another title. He's gonna look at what's open and see if there's a team that's close. Like, I think Tennessee would have been intriguing to him because they were really close and
they had great coaching.
Right, yeah, great coaching. The Bills, they're riding with their young quarterback. The Jets are riding with their young quarterback. I don't think he wants to play for the Dolphins because that team's a hot mess.
No.
Although he's friends with their coach because he's from the Bill Belichick tree. The Ravens are set on their quarterback. Is he going to replace Big Ben in Pittsburgh? I don't think so.
Could you imagine? Ugh.
That would be awkward.
That would be so weird.
The Browns, they're with their young quarterback. The Bengals are about to get the number one overall pick. The Texans are set at the young quarterback. Titans now just signed their guy. Colts are a possibility.
Could you imagine Tom Brady on the Colts with that offensive line? I mean, I know their offensive line is better, but now than it was a few years ago, but still.
The Jaguars. He's not going to the Chiefs, obviously, because they have the best quarterback in the league. The Broncos?
I always thought about the Broncos. Think about the Broncos. Like, they have that defense put in place. They have a winning culture, even though the past 2 years haven't been very good. Like a Peyton Manning 2.0 type of scenario.
You know what's funny is that hasn't really popped up in conversations that I've heard. So, you know, I'm just looking at it. I'm like, you know, it's going to be weird because Fangio is is basically a glorified defensive coordinator. So Tom Brady could really come in there and just call his shots.
Mm-hmm.
That would not shock me. The Raiders wouldn't shock me either.
Yeah, I was going to say go to the Raiders, because weren't they saying they wanted to make a big push for him?
Yeah. Chucky would love to have Tom Brady.
Oh, yeah.
The Chargers, I think they might want him, but they're not going to get him. No on the Eagles, no on the Cowboys, no on the Giants, probably no on the Redskins, because they're just terrible. Why would he want to go there?
No way he'd go to the Redskins.
No on the Packers, no on the Vikings, no on the Bears, no on the Lions, no on the Saints, no on the Falcons.
He doesn't want to go for old Matt Patricia.
Matt Patricia.
Play behind Matt Stafford.
The Buccaneers are a possibility.
Could you imagine him on the Buccaneers?
No, I would be shocked at that one. Panthers, no. 49ers, no. Seahawks, no. Rams, no. Cardinals, no. So really, it's going to be the Patriots, Colts, Broncos, or Raiders, or retire.
Bears.
The Bears.
He's coming to the Bears, my friend.
You know who the Bears should sign? They should get Tom Brady. Because that guy has so many Super Bowls, he could give us a couple Super Bowls. it's funny just thinking about what's going on. You know, I'm sure we have a show next week because there's going to be a lot of free agency talk in the NFL. But, man, after that, we might just be calling in doing John Lackey impersonations because there's nothing going on.
Yeah, we might have to play some, like, fun games or something.
Speaking of which, have you got the Marquee Network yet?
Nope.
So it's... Luckily, you're not going to miss opening game.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, there's nothing to miss.
What's going to come first? Baseball being played again or you getting the Marquee Network?
At this rate, I'm just going to say baseball being played again.
I'm surprised that the Marquee Network, you can't just get it a la carte.
I know. Why isn't that an option?
Like... you know, I don't know, $10 a month or something, and like a Netflix, just get it streaming.
Exactly. I don't get why that's not a thing.
Because, I mean, honestly...
That might be a Sinclair thing, I don't know, but...
If the Cubs had a streaming thing, I would probably get rid of my cable. Cause I don't really watch much. Like most everything I watch is streaming, so Hulu and Netflix. I keep it mostly for sports. So like the Blackhawks, I would probably just go with like the NHL season pass or whatever, and watch it through a VPN, so I can watch the Blackhawks games. But you know, with that and if I'm the Cubs. They're not streaming, you know, I'm paying all this money a month just to watch sports.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's no sports to be watched right now.
Yeah. So. Now there's no sports to watch, and you don't even get the Cubs if they were sports to watch.
Yeah. I got my old classic DVDs, Cub DVDs. Yesterday, I popped in the World Series DVD the day before I popped in Kerry Wood's 20 strikeout game. So I'm trying to hold over best I can.
Yeah, I have the Bears Super Bowl 20 on VHS.
Hey, so do we.
I don't have a VHS player.
Ooh, that sucks.
I know. So I'm going to either see how much it costs to convert it to DVD or see if there's an available DVD version of it. If not, I'm going to have to go and steal my mom's DVD player because I think that needs to get watched.
Yes. It does.
It's literally recorded from television.
Yeah, we have the same thing. That's so funny. I bet a lot of Chicagoans did that.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure, because that was like back when VCRs were all the rage. We got, you'll never guess what we got. We got a VCR. You know, that's one of them things you can record that's on the television and watch it later. So you could watch the 10 o'clock news tomorrow. You could just sit and watch it in your front room.
Also, it is on YouTube.
Is it?
Yeah, last time I checked. Huh. Whole game.
Huh. I figured the NFL would have put the kibosh on that.
No, I think the NFL actually posted it.
Huh. I'm going to have to go check that out.
Let me look at that. Let's see. I'm going to look at it right now. Let's see. 1985. Super Bowl. Yeah, NFL. Whole thing.
Well, I know what I'm doing tonight.
I just picture, picture Sean on his couch, just with the half a bratwurst still on his chest and like a beer, and he's just watching the 85 Bears and turning into just a giant meatball.
I guarantee you, I'm still yelling at the television.
What's there to yell about? They won like what, 40 something to 10?
I'm gonna be yelling, go, 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 get him, go.
Oh, that's fair. That's fair.
I'm going to be cheering and hooting and hollering like I was watching it live.
You'll morph into like some Chicago meatball person. You'll grow a mustache and you'll be saying Ditka every other 2 seconds.
I'm going to have like one of those satin jackets.
Yeah, like right.
I'm going to have like a, you know, like a polyester pants on with a big mustache and, you know, those big Harry Carey type glasses.
Exactly.
I'm like, honey, did you get some Lay's potato chips?
With some nice onion dip?
Some dip it in the ranch. Dip it in some ranch. man. I'm gonna wash it down with the Milwaukee's best.
Oh, okay. Style. Now you're just going too far.
Wash it down with the old style.
Now you're just going too far.
Gonna get so excited at the end, I'm gonna turn into a Buffalo Bill fan.
Ew. Oh, that is so disgusting.
Do you think that guy's parents disowned him after that? Like, they're just like, we can't acknowledge you're our child anymore.
Yeah, I can't say for sure, but I also can't say I don't think so either.
That guy got let go of his job. You really just didn't represent this company well.
Yeah, like, no, you're no longer working here.
They're like, but nobody knows who I am. Like, yeah, but in case they do, it's kind of like that security guard at the hospital in Florida that videotaped himself farting every day, and they fired him from his job. Like, that's what it's going to be like.
And they just have a big, like, they have, like, it's called, like, classified document, and it's just a picture of him, just Ralph himself.
Yeah, it's just his HR file is just screen captures of that video.
Like, frame by frame captures.
Yeah, it's like, 24 frames a minute, and in the video it's like a minute long. Or 24 frames a second, so it's like all these stacks of paper. Just so if you did it like a flip book, you can watch the video live.
We could do slow motion. We can flip through it fast. Whatever you want.
Yeah, I'm gonna pause it right on this frame right here. This is the point where we knew you were fired.
You can pinpoint the second where he was fired.
Yeah, you can pinpoint the second where the CEO turned away in disgust.
I mean, I would too.
I think he might literally be your least favorite person.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I do not like puke.
Nope. Not at all. You like puke less than Jerry Seinfeld.
That's true. That's true. That is so true.
I think that's going to do it for this episode of Bill Swirsky Sports Talk Chicago. I want to thank everyone else for listening to this where there's nothing going on. Make sure you hit subscribe however you listen to podcasts, whether it's iTunes, Stitcher, YouTube, TuneIn app, Spotify, However you listen to podcasts, just hit subscribe. Share this podcast with your friends. That's how we grow the show. Follow us on social media at ShyFanPat1, at Swirsky Sports, Facebook.com/SwirskySports, SwirskySports.com. Again, thank you guys so much for listening. And until next time, bear down.
Cubs win! What a lucky break! The good Lord wants the Cubs to win!
We thank Ditka and God for all they have provided.
Cubs win! Cubs win! Cubs win!
Oh, I don't want her, you can have her. She's a Packer fan. She can't fit in my van. And she looks like...
Remember, New Yorkers, smoking crack is not legal on planes.
Bears, 31 to negative 7.
The Bears!
Oh, when the Bears go bearing down...